Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Izzo is going through quarantine just like everybody else is, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Tom, it's been a few weeks since we last talked to you. You were taking out garbage, doing some chores. Is that still the Izzo day?
No, I've upgraded a little bit now where I get out a little bit. I've been to my office a couple times just to have a staff meeting on my balcony, so I'm social distancing and doing all the things you're supposed to do, and I've gotten to my cottage a few times now, but it hasn't been real exciting, guys, that's for sure.
Now, I know some of the football players are back at these schools. Are you guys back doing like informal workouts where I don't know if you're allowed to even observe, or what's that going on with your team?
Yeah, we got back last Monday we tested, and we batted 1,000, and then they quarantined kind of for a week. What does quarantine mean? It just stay away from places, I hope. And then we tested again yesterday, and we'll find out today the results. And if they're go, then the guys start voluntary workouts, which we have them in groups of five, and they can lift, run, and shoot in groups of five. Strength coach can be there. Trainer can be there. No coaches can be there. So we're not allowed to touch them until July 20th.
Wow.
So about a month. I think most schools, I think Michigan's in a similar boat. You know, some are bringing their freshmen in a little later than that, this week. But for the most part, I think a lot of football teams are back, and more than a few basketball teams. In the Big Ten, I think most are coming back this week.
I saw when the athletes were moving back into the dorms last week, one of the guys was Joshua Langford, which I know that you had said that maybe he would be coming back. You kind of had to see the deal there. Where do we stand with Josh?
Yeah, we're in the – he's going to try to come back. Whether he can play is the question mark. He hasn't been able to go back to New York where the doctor did surgery on him because of the pandemic. And so we're doing a lot of stuff through observation on a screen. But he has made some progress. He seems to be doing pretty well, and yet he was doing that last year, so I'd say the next 4 weeks are kind of critical as far as his development, and we're hoping by August he can start doing a lot more things, and he works his tail off, so if he's able to go, I think he can definitely help us some. To what level, I don't know, and that won't be determined for at least a month. That's why I've kind of not low-keying it for a surprise. I'm just trying to be real about it, and until we get a lot more information and data, we're saying that he is going to come back. He's going to work on his master's. It's going to be kind of cool. I think his mindset is a lot better than even last year. It was a difficult year for him, and so he's going to be a leader in that locker room one way or another, but hopefully it's going to be by playing some.
Obviously, this is such a strange offseason. The draft is going to be, what, October 16th? The deadline for guys to stay or come back is, I believe, in August. As a coach, you got guys coming in, still don't know for sure. I assume Tillman's, who knows, not going to come back. Aaron Henry's still up in the air. I mean, as a coach, what does it leave you with? Like, what goes through your mind with all this uncertainty?
Well, you said it best, Stoney. It's, you know, and we have not worked very well with the NBA. I mean, if there's something that I'd like to see improved since the day I've gotten here is, you know, the relationship with college and NBA and football, it's really, really good. In basketball, I think it's really poor, to be honest with you. I mean, we had a date of August 3rd, which would give a kid a chance to go kind of till the end and then, you know, but still get into school. And that we thought that was pretty fair, even though it's still very difficult for us because you're going most of the summer not knowing if Xavier or Aaron will be here. And I mean, other schools have the same issues. I think Michigan has one. I think, you know, Ohio State had two or something, you know. So that's a very difficult thing, both for the player. Is he half in, half out? Thank God both my guys are here, and that at least they're doing what they're supposed to do. But it is difficult, and, you know, with all the rules that have changed in basketball, and this transfer rule is a joke. I'd say it worse, but we're on radio. And the G League, you know, I don't know. I mean, if it was such a good deal and they're paying guys pretty big money, how come they can't get anybody to go to it, you know? I just don't understand why we don't get together with the NBA and work closer. And a lot of my friends in the NBA would agree with that, but for some reason it's been kind of adversarial in its own way. And I mean, all we want is what's best for the kids, and sometimes we got to realize that there's a business. And you know, we get accused of using kids, and I'm starting to wonder who's using them, because the NBA thing is a tough deal. And you think about 180 kids still in the draft or whatever it is. You know, there's only 60 spots, and those are underclassmen. So somebody's getting fooled, lied to, whatever, 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 and that's where agents and all those people come in. And it makes it very difficult on the kid, very difficult on the coaches. And, you know, all I care about at the end of the day, listen, if Xavier's good enough to go and it can work out for him, there'll be nobody happier but me. But in the same time, you know, when all of us have gone through some kids that have made poor decisions, once those decisions are made, sometimes they're life-changing decisions, and that part is sad.
Talking to Tom Izzo here on 97.1 The Ticket. Do you know right now who your point guard's going to be when the season starts, your starting point guard, or is it not up for grabs, but are you kind of curious to see who comes back and kind of takes over that role?
One of you two guys have an interest? Is that why you're asking the question?
I don't think I have any eligibility. My eligibility's worn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's been
too
much.
Yeah, mine is too, and I have no lateral movement either.
No athletic ability.
we know that.
I think it's a fair and good question, and, you know, we're hoping Foster Lawyer takes a big step up this year, which he's had a pretty good off season. You know, his dad being a coach, it's been a little different for him. We think Rocket Watts can play a variety of positions, and I think he's game to, you know, play the one, two, or three. You know, it's kind of he can play more than one position. And, you know, we brought in a kid, A.J. Hogard, who is kind of that same boat. He can play the two or the one or the three. I mean, it's not anything that I could sit here and say I feel the greatest about, and that's a pretty important position. Side of it, if Xavier comes back and those guys come back, we got just about every player in our top eight back except for our super stud and our superstar, and that was Cassius. So, you know, we'll find a way to do that. But you're right. It makes for this summer where you hope to really give some guys some work there and a chance, and that will be semi-eliminated right now.
With all the stuff going on this summer, we'll get to maybe the COVID in a little bit, but the Black Lives Matter, I'm sure you've had discussions with your team over the years. What went through your mind when you see what has gone on last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks right now?
Yeah, you know, guys, it's, I mean, I feel I spend a lot of time in the inner cities and around different people, and I've always felt I got a good relationship. But when I saw what I saw with George Floyd, it sickened me. I said it, and it did, and it was real. And it was disappointing, but it was disgusting. And I don't care, I have to agree with everybody. None of us know all this things that happen, but a human life is a human life, and we're treating it like it's nothing. And there's some issues, but as Judd Heathcote, my old boss, used to say, there's bad everything, you know? I mean, we've learned that society's got bad people as police officers. They have bad people as presidents. They have bad people as teachers, administrators. Hell, we've learned that there's bad clergy. Whoever thought we'd be the day when we were questioning priests?
Yeah.
And we are. And but this is human life. And, it just, I learned lessons too, and I'm still learning at this age. I said to my team, I had a lot of Zoom calls, and then when I got them here, I met with them outside, legal or illegal, because I thought I had an obligation to talk to them. I had talked to some of our former players, from the Cleaves to the Smiths to the Kelsers and Magics and all the guys before, and I did talk to all those people to try to get a good feel. And what I realized is, I wasn't real happy with the Colin Kaepernick thing when it happened. I guess like a lot of people, I looked at it as, what are we doing? The flag, all the stuff. And yet, as I look back on it, how ignorant am I? Because that was a peaceful protest. Because back, guys, when Mike Garland and I were in junior high school and everything, and the hippies and the Woodstock, I went and looked up some pictures that I showed my players. There were a lot of white people. They weren't kneeling at the flag. They were burning it. And that really hit home to me. And I said, I am not into the approach. I'm into all the peaceful protests. I'm not into the burning, but I'm also trying to figure out how many times you try to get something done. And yet, if there's a silver spoon in this some way, it's I've never seen so many white people, black people, Hispanic people marching together on the peaceful protest. And to me, that is progress that I hope will, I don't hope will continue. It has to continue.
Hey, Tom, always great talking to you. Thanks so much for the perspective, and enjoy whatever break you have, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll check in again in a few weeks, maybe. Who knows?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, check in on you in a few weeks.
Yeah, make sure I'm still alive, doing well, and, taking out the garbage so I don't get in the doghouse, all right? Make sure I do that.
There you go.
Keep your son away from Harper's, because I'm trying to keep my daughter away when she goes up there.
Well, maybe I'll see if my son and your daughter can go somewhere else together. So think of it that way.
Okay.
Maybe me and you will somebody someday.
All right, little matchmaking on the Jamie and Stoney show. Oh. I'm sure Jessica would appreciate
it. Izzo is going to regret. Oh, Izzo's going to regret ever having said that. Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.